Blog Talk Radio.
Praise team, join New Life. We're going to do a song that's a part of our worship. How many know he's wondrous? Put your hands together and sing this. Come on, everybody, clap those hands. Let's say it again. Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wondrous.
Is the name.
Is the name of the Lord. How we worship.
His name.
His name is to be adored.
God
our Maker. In your name, you'll
thank you, Lord.
So that we
will
access our eternal life.
Father God, we come to you right now, Lord, thanking you for this platform, thanking you for the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. God, we ask that you make a mighty move on this live broadcast tonight, God. Bless everyone that's attending and listening, God, and be a vessel, and allow Veronda Bellamy to be a vessel to those that are on the live broadcast. God, we just thank you for everything. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. It's in the name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Guys, how are you all? Thank you all so much for joining the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. I see so many people that's live with me and listening, and I really, really, really do appreciate it, guys. This month has really just been all about women inspired and bringing you guys content of relevancy. That's kind of my focus. And through that, I've been basically bringing on different guests every Sunday and trying to, I guess, give you guys a different look or a chance to see how other people are inspired and the things they're doing in their communities and really just people that's living by faith and taking those steps that they need to take to live the life that they desire to live. That's really what it's all about. You have to move beyond anything that's holding you back. You have to move beyond any painful situations that you've encountered. You have to move beyond that argument that you may have had about 10 minutes ago with someone. You know, guys, really just letting go of what's holding you back. That's really what inspiration is all about. You have to be inspired to live the life no matter what the enemy brings your way, because he definitely is on the battlefield. He's trying to take the believers out. So, guys, I want to encourage you all to continue to stay on in the good fight and to continue to be the inspiration that God has placed you here to be. So, again, March has been coined as Women's Month, and I'm just celebrating women and just being an inspiration to their communities within their homes, their families, their businesses, all of it. Like, ladies, we have so much that we have to do, so many responsibilities, and really we just honestly found that most women just want to help no matter what, and we'll do so even with the at putting ourselves at risk and not thinking about the things that we have to do. We'll put other people before us. And I myself, I'm very guilty of that. So I want to challenge you guys to kind of shift that focus around and not necessarily to become selfish, but to definitely do a little bit more for yourself. Because, ladies, I know we have so much that we have to do, and we really have to really just sit down and just take it all in and reevaluate some things and then, you know, take forth and put those steps in action. I want to share with you guys something that I read today from a book that's titled Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence. Actually, this particular article is in the book, and it's the date for this article is written specifically for March 24th. This is a great book. I reference this book quite often. It's called Jesus Calling. My husband actually bought this book for me, and it's a 306-day devotional that I absolutely love. But for March 24th, it's written in here. It says, this is a time in your life when you must learn to let go of loved ones, of possessions, of control. Wow. In order to let go of something that is precious to you, you need to rest in God's presence where you are complete. Take time to bask in the light of God's love. As you relax more and more, your grasping hand gradually opens up, releasing your prized possession into God's care. You can feel secure even in the midst of any type of changes through awareness of God's continual presence. The one who never leaves you is the same one who never changes. And it goes to quote, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you release more and more things into God's care, remember that God never let go of your hands. Herein lies your security, which no one and no circumstance can take from you. And the reference scriptures were Psalms 89 and 15, Hebrews 13 and 8, Isaiah 41:13. Again, the name of that book, for those of you that's interested in getting a copy, is called Jesus Calling. And you can certainly, I don't know, I think my husband got it from a Christian books, Christian bookstore, but I'm sure you can get it online if you wanted to through Amazon as well. But isn't that a great reminder, you know, that you really don't have anything to worry about? You really can put all of your cares on God and really trust that he's going to take care of everything for you. That kind of just gives you a chance to sit back and just kind of just, you know, relax just a little bit. We don't have to always be in control of things. We don't have to always have an answer. We don't always have to, you know, respond to things, people, places. We don't always absolutely know. We don't have to do that. You know, we really have God as one that's guiding us and one that really wants us to trust in him. So, ladies, just remember that when you get perplexed in life and you're, you know, at a point to where you're like, okay, I don't know which direction to go. You know, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I should do this. You know, just turn to God. Say a prayer. Your prayers don't have to be this long, elaborated, you know, thou art thy God. No, God wants you to come as you are and say your prayer simply to him. And if it's nothing more than Jesus, help me, and leave it there, and you'll see God begin to shift things around for you. So, guys, just really rest on God and knowing that he is God. Like, he's a big God, you know, he can do anything, right? So he created the world. I think that he can probably handle our little small situations, you know. So I wanted to, you know, really go ahead and share that with you guys because it really resonated with me. I hope it inspired you to some degree. And, guys, thank you all again for joining. I see so many people on the live broadcast. To my Cali folks, shout out to you guys. Thank you for joining. Ohio, I have Charlotte. I have Raleigh that's on the broadcast as well. I have someone on here from, it looks like, I think maybe Nevada. I don't know. Guys, just thank you. And I really want you all to continue to spread the name Veronda Bellamy Inspired. And I don't know how you got the information, the call-in number, but certainly share it with anyone that you know can really get something from this show. I started the Veronda Bellamy Inspired show actually back in November of 2013. So it's been airing now for a short time, but it's definitely picked up huge momentum. And I'm just humbled and just in awe of how God is moving with this platform. And I am committed to bringing you guys something that you really can implement in your lives, something simple, doesn't have to be anything elaborative. And that's really the framework that I work from. To keep things simple. And so thank you for joining and continue to spread it as God continues to use me in this vehicle that he has me in right now. And if you know anyone that would be a great asset to the show, certainly you guys can always inbox me, and that's info@verondabellamy.com, and I will certainly reach out to the individual and make a means to set up a meeting or proceed forward from that point. But again, I can't thank you all for the support. It really, really does mean a lot. So we're talking about women inspired, and I've had quite a few guests on for this month, some phenomenal ladies on for the month of March, and tonight is not going to be any different. I have a special guest that's lined up for this evening, and I'm excited, truly, truly excited to have the guest on. Her name is Tia Ross, and she's going to come on in just a few moments and speak to you guys about some things that she's doing and how she has become a woman inspired, and kind of share her philosophy with you guys. So stay tuned to that. But before I bring Miss Tia on, I'm going to play another song for you guys. I hope you're enjoying the Veronda Bellamy Inspired show. So as I always say, to those of you that's been on before, sit back and enjoy.
We just want to say thank you tonight. For every time that you protected me when I didn't know your name.
Lord, I say thank you.
How you loved on me and cared for me when I didn't return the same. Now when it seemed like I was losing and I felt like giving up,
Lord, I
gotta say,
I thank you.
Your love rushed in like a mighty flood and lifted me above, and now
Lord,
I gotta say.
And that was Ms. Lisa Brooks, entitled, I Want to Say Thank You. sometimes, guys, we just, that's all we have to say is just say thank you, God, for everything, no matter what. And really, I guess being an inspiration is about working and working with people, thinking, moving, being from a positive mindset. You know, no matter what's coming your way, no matter what type of calamity you've been through, no matter what challenges have come, you have to find the positive in it. And oftentimes I know that can be very difficult to do, but you do have to find that positive, even if it's just, you know, going ahead and just pulling up your favorite song and listening to it. It doesn't have to be, you know, necessarily a Christian song, but any of your favorite songs that really just kind of move you, get you in the right mood, you know, or whatever, to take you out of that place that you're in mentally and emotionally. So that's really what I do oftentimes when I'm perplexed and just, you know, outside of my element, just trying to get myself centered and listen to something that's really going to change that mood. So saying, even during that time, saying thank you can really just be invaluable and really shift some things for you. So I wanted to play that song for that reason. Just say thank you. That's really, and you're saying thank you to God, of course. So, guys, again, thank you for joining the Veronda Bellamy Inspired Show. We're going to keep it moving here. I have a guest that's on the line, Miss Tia Ross. She's been waiting so patiently. Tia, I really do appreciate it. Just to give you guys a little bit of information about Tia, she basically, just reading her bio, it goes to say she has for the past 13 years, Tia has worked alongside of Lisa Nichols as a powerful certified master facilitator for motivating the teen spirit, facilitating workshops that focus on emotional healthiness and personal accountability. Tia has touched the lives of parents and youth in schools, in the juvenile justice system, and in social services across the nation. Tia is motivated by one core mission, and it is empower others through emotional literacy to unleash their true brilliance. Her drive to pursue this purpose will change the legacy of everyone she touches. Tia basically shares, she's been on the Channel 6 News in California. She leads, she's a speaker as well. She's just the wow factor. So with no further ado, Tia, if you haven't